You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're now going to have our weekly chat with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox. And this week we talked about how the Māori Women's Welfare League has taken a claim to the Waitangi Tribunal about the treatment of Māori children in state care. We also get Marama's thoughts on the new Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister. The Māori Women's Welfare League has filed a claim in the Waitangi Tribunal challenging the policy changes proposed for the care and protection of Māori children. What is your reaction to this?
Well, that's exactly what we've been fighting for the last 6 weeks, or 6 months actually. So ever since the review of the SIFS came out, I sat in Minister Tolley's office and said we have to be part of the redesign. We have to be part of the restructure. 63% of Māori children are... 63% of children, sorry, are SIFS children, and therefore Māori are the mainstream. And if you're going to redesign an organisation to cater for them, then they have to be the focus. So we've been supportive of this call that the Māori Women's Welfare League have taken up, and we've been actually negotiating with the Minister back and forth for the last 6 weeks to try and get changes in the drafting of the proposed legislation back into recognising whakapapa whanaungatanga and mana tamariki. Now, we were able to go most of the way of trying to make that happen, but it was severely weakened. And so we are disappointed with the progress that the Minister has made, and we support the Māori Women's Welfare League completely.
So do you think the proposed policy changes breach the treaty?
Absolutely. It's like a stolen generation all over again.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the Children's Commissioner came out after the EPA report and said that the children who were put into SIFS care were worse off than had they stayed in the care of their abusive families. Now, that's surely an indictment on the state. In fact, that's double jeopardy for our tamariki Māori, and it's unacceptable. So the government have a responsibility. If you're going to take children off their families, that you're going to care for them in a proper way, but actually the government won't even open up the Royal Inquiry, a Royal Commission of Inquiry into abuse in state care. They've largely ignored what's been going on and blame it all on Māori families. And now, if you look at the numbers of Māori children in SIFS, young people in prison, 71% of young people in prison are Māori, 50-something percent of the adults and the men in prison are Māori, and 60-something percent of the women in prison are Māori. Māori are the mainstream in this issue, yet we are ignored, largely, the programs that... that we know work, which are focused on language, culture and identity, are not systematically rolled out. They're an add-on. The system is inherently racist, and for the fact that as many of those young people are in the system at all. We also know that upwards of 80% of men in prison have previously been in SIFS care. I mean, as soon as you become a SIFS child, you immediately go to the bottom of every disparaging statistic in this country. More likely to be arrested, more likely to be incarcerated, more likely to fall out of school without any qualification, more likely to die earlier and be sicker. You know, that is surely an indictment on the care in the state system. And yes, it's Māori who are being blamed for it. And they are saying that housing Māori, or putting Māori children in the hands of their family, is detrimental to them, and so therefore we're going to wipe it out of the law.
How important is it that whānau, hapū and iwi connection is maintained with Māori children in state care?
It's imperative, absolutely imperative, and in fact the EPA report bears that out. It says that children want to know their identity, want to have their connection to their community and their whakapapa. They want to ensure that they know who they are when they feel so lost in the state system and foster care being bounced from house to house. Now, the the system, I believe, is inherently corrupt as well. There is so much evidence of people just protecting their own patch. They make a decision. They don't ever go back on that decision, no matter how much evidence you put in front of them. And it just becomes a battle for years to try and get your children back. Meanwhile, you watch your children continue to be abused, continue to be bounced from house to house, sometimes because of mistakes and poor decision-making that SIFs have made. Yes, there are families that do horrible things. But if this report shows that their children then go on to have worse care in the state system, then if they had stayed with their family, then that is just ridiculous. What we do know is families who whāngai children from within family groups successfully manage and look after those children and return them to their families when things have settled down. Now, what happens in SIFs now is you've got children being taken straight off the birthing table. The stories that we can tell... back in the 70s, children were taken from their mothers just so their mothers could get a rest. They were said the public health nurse would go to these big Māori families and go, oh, you've got a lot of children. How about we look after them for a while and give you a rest? I have a friend who that happened to her family, that all the children were split up, put into separate foster care. And then when the foster home that she was in closed down over Christmas, she, at 14, was put into Arohata Women's Prison. Like, oh my gosh, we are institutionalising these children. It's been a long time getting to this point. We need to fix it up. But we must listen to those who understand and know the system and know these children well as we continue to build this new system. If we ignore them, then all we do is threaten to repeat the mistakes of the past and institute another generation of stolen children.
Moving on, are you happy with Bill English becoming the new Prime Minister?
Bill is the logical choice for me out of all of the National Party caucus. He has a definite heart for Māori issues. That probably doesn't win him any favours amongst his own caucus or his own party constituents, but it's true. He put the hand out to Tariana and was an avid supporter of whānau ora. He was an avid supporter of putting the care and understanding of Te Reo Māori back into the hands of iwi. I think Bill inherently believes that if there is a cost benefit to the country for something, then let's do it. If we can have a cost benefit as well as a social benefit to the country, then we just need to show him the numbers, and he is supportive of those things. So that's the task in front of us, is convincing him that actually we now need to turn our focus and attention to children in poverty, to homelessness, to the housing issues that they have put some attention on, but I feel that it's not coordinated. It needs to be more cohesive program, and we need to focus on home ownership and have a means by which people can get a mortgage in this country.
And Paula Bennett?
Paula Bennett is less open, I think, to those things, but one thing I do know is the issues that I've brought to her, she has made changes in. That's around emergency housing, social housing, housing policy. So I'm ever hopeful that we can build upon that.
Can anyone explain why the modern day Wales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.